fail to meet your statutory obligation, does that mean that you violated the law? So, for instance, if the statute says, you shall do this, and then you don't do it, are you violating the statute? Oh, gee, I don't know, Dave. That's kind of a toughie. God, these people think you are so stupid. They really do. They expect you to believe that what's written in statute is not what's written in statute. And the Frontier Republican spin machine is in full motion, my friends. Now, I don't really want to lead you to believe that the Frontier Republicans actually have a spin machine of their own. None of them own a radio station or a newspaper or any of the matter. But they have friends that do, and those people have slammed it into fifth gear and have put their foot in the carburetor. Unfortunately, and unbeknownst to them, in trying to make their escape from all of the stupid stuff they've done this week, the selected route they used for their flight to freedom took them up Highway 14 out of Sheridan. It is the quickest route out of here, after all. And again, them not being the most intelligent people that I've ever come across, they apparently forgot what happens when you try to go up the mountain in fifth gear. In their brilliance, maybe they used Google Maps or something. Oh, sorry, I'm probably speaking a language that they don't understand. Standard transmissions and all. Let me see if I can clear this up for them. They've hopped into their electric car, put their foot to the floor, maxed it out, and right about now, they're somewhere between Sheridan and Hardin. Slightly less scenic and significantly less dramatic, but they've noticed that the leftist wheels on their EV, their subversive Democrat ideology that they tried to shove down our throats in an effort to maintain power, have begun to spin ever so slowly. And they're hoping that their pals in the media are on their way with a tow truck. Because that's what always happens with these people. Honestly, it just really is stupefyingly idiotic. Well, good morning, my friends. From high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone, and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. So the things that all of these leftist politicians do really are like jumping in an EV and trying to make your escape. Not exactly advisable and really kind of stupid. And because they have the majority of the Wyoming media in their pocket, they usually get away with it. Notice I said usually. But in the case that I've been covering all week, they've clearly made some miscalculations. They obviously didn't think that this much scrutiny would be applied to their actions, and they definitely miscalculated what Judge Darcy Phillips was going to do to them. Now, initially, before all of the media scrutiny and the judge issued her order, what they tried to make you believe is they had no idea that they weren't going to be able to choose a candidate. But after all the interviews, they went back and discussed it and realized that just none of those candidates were qualified at all. And really, they wouldn't be serving the best interests of their constituents if they chose one of those three candidates. Barf. That's such a load of bullcrap. Anyway, the truth, as plain as anybody's nose on anybody's face, is that they had all of this planned ahead of time. And fortunately, for all Sheridan County citizens, Judge Darcy Phillips saw right through it. That's why she said she was going to make her selection from the three candidates supplied by the Sheridan County Republican Party, like what's written in statute. As you can tell, my irritation factor with this whole business has been pegged for about 3 days. And even though the past three episodes, the news update, the live episode, and then Wednesday's program have been covering this whole deal in Sheridan County, I thought it worthwhile to examine the media's complicity in all of this. The only news report that I'm aware of that even suggested that the Sheridan County Commissioners violated the law was this program. Every other news report said, well, it's perfectly okay what the county commissioners did. Why wouldn't they be in favor of barring a conservative from sitting on the Sheridan County Commission? If they could make that happen, it would mean more spending, more budgeting, more liberal policies, which, of course, the media is absolutely in favor of. So, since the very beginning of this whole escapade, Since the moment that Alan Thompson announced that he was going to step down from his seat on the county commission, the liberal, Wyoming, and specifically Sheridan media have been trying to convince you that all the county commissioners had to do was not make a choice, and then it would go to a judge. A judge of their choice, no doubt. Too bad for them, it didn't work out that way. Well, anyway, the media has been setting this thing up from the very beginning. Here's a little piece from Sheridan Media's Public Pulse. Take a listen to this, and then we'll talk about it.
Those three people. The commissioners then have 20 days to select one of those names. I'm just looking at the statute
here.
No,
please.
And then
please.
If within those 20 days we haven't selected a name, a district judge would fill the vacancy by appointing a qualified elector belonging to the Republican Party. And it doesn't have to be one of those three names. It can be any registered Republican that expresses interest in the position.
Now, for those who don't know why is the Republican Party allowed to select these individuals over anyone else?
Because Commissioner Thompson is a registered Republican.
Because the Republicans won the seat.
Yep, yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Now, that was from July 20th. The process hadn't even gotten started yet. Christy Antoinette has absolutely no idea who those three candidates are going to be. And yet here she is on Sheridan Media saying, well, you know, a district judge can decide. The other thing, important thing that you heard, she said that she was looking right at the statute, which means we can infer that she saw the word shall. It also means that she saw the word fail, as in if the remaining members of the Board of County Commissioners fail to fill any vacancy, as the great Maha Rushi would say.
There's a definition of it for it. It means something. 2 + 2 = 4, not 5 if you want it to be 5. And this is not to be discriminatory. This is to stand up for language. Words mean things.
Words mean things, as in the definition of fail. It means to neglect to do something. Neglect. Anyway, that was on July 20th, and you can already see that they're setting it up way in advance. Now let's go to August 17th on Sheridan Media's Public Pulse. Now again, the commissioners haven't had their meeting, they haven't talked to any of these candidates yet, but they do have the names. Listen to this.
My guests this morning are Sheridan County Commission Chair Christy Haswell and Commissioner Lonnie Wright. Sheridan County Commissioner Alan Thompson has chosen to accept the executive director position with WASCOP, the Wyoming Association of Sheriffs and Chiefs of Police. That is going to be leaving a vacant spot.
Hold on just a second. That's Floyd Whiting that you're hearing from Sheridan Media. I really can't stand listening to this guy. It's like he tries to make every single syllable that he says the most profound thing that you've ever heard. Joining me this afternoon is Alan Thompson, who's going to be creating a vacancy on the Sheridan County Commission. I don't really know what's worse, him or the dumb radio announcer voice. I'm live down here at Doug's Car Wash. I've got a heck of a show planned for you today. Ugh, they both make me want to puke. Anyway, I digress.
On the commission, the Sheridan County Republican Party then took applications and held interviews to nominate three candidates for the remainder of that term and turn those into our own commission. The commission has the choice to pass over those candidates, at which point I do believe it is Judge Darcy Phillips, correct me if I'm wrong.
Or Judge Kervin
will then select an individual to finish that term. Commissioners, where are we in the process?
Oh, so they have a choice in what to do, eh, Floyd? Don't matter with that word shall in 524. It doesn't mean any of that. Pay no attention to that. And you'll notice that Sheridan County Commissioner Christy Antoinette Haswell doesn't even correct him on it. She just lets it go by. Why would you do that when you know for a fact that that is not the process at all, and it's certainly not what the statute says? It doesn't say the county commissioners have a choice. It says shall. We'll get back to the program in just a second. But first, an absolutely outrageous profit timeout. Thank you. Today's installment of Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for a metal structure, doesn't really matter what it is, a barn, a garage, a roping arena, maybe a giant warehouse for your business, the two guys that you should talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. They're the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do it better than anybody else around. So whatever type of building that you've been thinking about, give Nick and Jesse a call, and they'll handle all the details. Again, their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Do you know how absolutely incredible sweet habanero hot wings are? I'm telling you, the first time I tried them, it was amazing, and I've been dreaming about them every Friday night and thinking about them every Saturday morning. And you can find them wherever the Wing It food truck might be. To figure that part out, go to their Facebook page, The Wing It Food Truck, and you'll find their weekly schedule there. That way, you can plan your entire week around where the Wing It food truck is going to be. Trust me, they're the purveyors of the most incredible hot wings in the state of Wyoming. That's the Wing It Food Truck. And now, back to the program. So clearly, the media is trying to cover for what they probably know is going to happen. And the Sheridan County commissioners just let that one slide right on by. It's from August 17th. They hadn't even interviewed anybody yet. And they're already talking about giving it to a judge? So why on earth do they even need to talk about this? They haven't even talked to anybody yet. They have no idea if these people are a good choice or a bad choice. And get this. Christy Antoinette Haswell is a member of the Sheridan County Central Committee. According to numerous witnesses at the Sheridan County Central Committee meeting, Christy Antoinette Haswell didn't say one word about any of these candidates, and she still voted in their election to be sent to the county commission. Kinda sounds like a setup, doesn't it? In this next soundbite, she's going to go on talking about the process, how they're going to interview these folks. Now, keep in mind, they've already talked about giving it to the judge a couple of times.
So we officially received those names from the Republican Central Committee on August 11th after their meeting. And so we were able to schedule our special meeting on the 29th of August. And then the candidates had some conflicts. So we're booked for the 29th of August. They'll come in, have 2-3 minutes to introduce themselves. We'll have a series of questions for them. We've allotted 20 minutes for each candidate. At that point, when they're done, we'll go into executive session as we can because it's personnel related, obviously.
Right.
And then come out and take action.
So if my theory is correct, and it usually is, they've thought about this way ahead of time. The plan always was, from the very beginning, to just listen to these candidates and then not make a decision. I don't know. All of this is just a theory. But it's a theory that happens to fit the facts. And given what they did earlier this week, it sure sounds like they had it set up ahead of time. Enough about Sheridan Media. To the cow pie! In an article entitled, Judge Will Choose from Rejected GOP Finalists to Fill Vacancy on Sheridan County Commission, written by none other than Leo Trotsky Wolfson. And I quote, the appointment process became extremely heated Tuesday when the commissioners declined to accept any of the three nominees selected by the party to fill the fifth seat on the board, finding none adequately qualified for the job. The commissioners believed by not making a decision that under state law, it would be up to the court. End quote. There's no recognition by Trotsky that that's not what the statute says, and that the word qualified is not what the county commissioners think that it means.
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Trotsky did, however, quote Secretary of State Chuck Gray, Quote, the county commissioners cannot ignore the law in favor of personal political grievance against the county Republican Party, end quote. And of course, Trotsky had to go to his old standby, the only quote-unquote Republican that'll actually consistently talk to him, Frontier Republican founder Gail Simmons. Quote, Simmons said when people reached out to her asking if the party won, she responded, no, the process won. Simmons pointed out that Phillips didn't reject her petition and thus reasonably accepted the commissioner's interpretation of the law. This move went against the requests of the party that Phillips throw out the petition and send the decision back to the commission. End quote. Gail, if the judge didn't act on your petition, it means it was of no consequence. Just saying. Now here's a laughable quotation for you from Gail Simmons. Quote, Simmons believes the commissioners are extremely well-respected in her community and that the Sheridan GOP may have awoken a, quote, sleeping tiger of public resentment, end quote. Yeah, I'm really sure that's the case. That's about as preposterous as Gail Simmons' short-lived political career. If you didn't know, Sheridan County citizens have overwhelmingly rejected Gail Simmons in two separate elections. Representative Mark Jennings laid the smackdown on her twice in a row. The other thing I'd like to bring to your attention in Trotsky's fairy tale is this little quotation. Now he's talking about the three candidates for that vacant seat. Quote, they are Mike Arzee, Brian Helfrich, and Holly Jennings. Jennings is the daughter of State Representative Mark Jennings, who's also a member of the socially conservative Wyoming Freedom Caucus. End quote. For the last time, Trotsky, he's not a member of the Freedom Caucus. Get it through your head. Anyhow, there are numerous examples in the Wyoming media of how they're trying to cover for the Sheridan County commissioners. None of them are critical of the actions of the Sheridan County commissioners, and all of them insist that it is a choice that the commissioners can make not to choose one of the candidates selected by a county central committee. That's because it is a statewide narrative that Wyoming's process for filling vacancies is what they claim to be unconstitutional and completely flawed, even though it's the same process that has been used for decades and has been affirmed by courts at various levels. I refer you to the lawsuit that Gail Simmons herself was involved in during the selection of the state superintendent of public instruction's replacement. The party was sued over the process, and the people suing her, Tom Lubnow, Gail Simmons, Eric Barlow was involved in it, I believe, claimed that we should go by one person, one vote, and we should have an election every time there's a vacancy. The judge threw that thing out almost immediately. So this narrative, and all of the claims that try to support it, is complete bullcrap. In the end, Judge Darcy Phillips' ruling is a victory for the rule of law. Though I would argue that she should have sent it back to the commissioners and forced them to make a decision. But all in all, it worked out as is in Wyoming statute. We can't fault her for following the law. It is the Sheridan County commissioners who violated the law, a point that is absolutely implicit in Judge Phillips's order. So all in all, this is a big win for the good guys. So you might be asking yourself why I devoted so much time to this one thing all this week. It's because everywhere in our country, we are seeing a failure of the rule of law. It seems that people can break the law, and if they're in positions of power, then they can absolutely get away with it. You can have pictures of yourself on your computer of you hanging out with prostitutes and doing crack cocaine, and nobody's going to say a word about it. Oops, I forgot. If it were you and me, we'd already be in jail. And Wyoming officials can drive blackout drunk on the wrong side of the interstate between Sheridan and Buffalo with an open container while eluding police, and all they get is a year of probation and a $1,000 fine. Every single person that is honest sees that we are living in a time where we have a two-tiered justice system. And if you deny that it exists, then you're just flatly being dishonest with yourself and with everybody else. I covered this as much as I did because it is absolutely an example of why we can still believe in our justice system. Now, I've heard a lot of people say that we don't have a justice system, we have a legal system. But I don't think that that's true. And though it may be a small case and a small example, Judge Darcy Phillips' order proves to us that our justice system still, in perhaps a small measure, still works. Well, that'll do it for this morning's broadcast. On next Saturday's program, I'm going to bring you a really fun interview with Blaze TV host Chad Prather. That's right, Chad Prather on Cowboy State Politics. Huh, I wonder if the Redcoats understand the reach of this program. Maybe they ought to pay attention. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns, at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.